Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa Department of Public Health released new COVID-19 information today, showing an additional 91 deaths due to complications of COVID-19. That brings the statewide total to 6,654 deaths since the start of the pandemic. There were almost 9,200 positive test results in the last 7 days. That was down about 650. Woodbury County's weekly trend report added two additional deaths for 241 in all. Cases were down 16% with 442 new cases. The positivity rate is down slightly at 15.7%. That number is higher than the state's rate of 9.5%. Hospitalizations at Sioux City's two medical facilities down from 42 last week to 33 this week. That is a drop of 25%. 25 individuals are battling COVID-19 only. The percentage of the full population of Woodbury County that is vaccinated is 45.4%, up 400 people from the week before. The state of Iowa recently launched a testing locator map on the state's coronavirus website, coronavirus.iowa.gov, to help Iowans find testing opportunities. The Iowa Department of Public Health says increased demand for COVID-19 testing is putting additional strain on healthcare clinics and ERs. The state recently set up 7 Test Iowa pickup sites that can give people results in 24 hours. People can also request mail-in tests. The Siouxland District Health Department in Sioux City is the only Test Iowa pickup and drop-off site in Siouxland. Deputy Director of Siouxland District Health, Tyler Brock, says people can pick up the kits from the health department, follow instructions for collecting a sample, and bring it back or drop it off at UPS. Any samples returned by 1 p.m. should have results the next day. Since the results are done electronically, computer access is needed. Iowa State health officials say between 75% to 80% of Iowans recently hospitalized due to COVID-19 were unvaccinated when they became infected, and 80% to 90% of those admitted to intensive care units were unvaccinated. According to the CDC, 71% of Iowans over the age of 18 have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and Iowans age 65 and older have achieved the highest vaccination rate at 92%. A news release sent out by the health department says it is essential for all Iowans to get vaccinated. Also, as the flu season approaches, everyone should get immunized against the flu to protect and avoid preventable hospitalizations. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.